兄弟姐妹平安。今天讲到的经文是在罗马书第五章一到十一节。我们因着信，我们既因信称义，就借着我们主耶稣基督得与神相合。我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的是圣灵，将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。因我们欢软弱的时候，有基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死，是少有的，为人人死，活着有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。现在我们借着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神的儿子的死得与神和好，继续和好，就更要因他的生得救了。不但如此，我们既借着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好了，也借着他以神为乐了。谢谢圣父你的话语。
Today's Bible reading comes from Romans 5, verses 1 to 11. It reads, Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, not only so, but we also rejoice in the sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. You see, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. This is the word of the Lord.
We are very happy to see some new faces among us.
刚才在跟新朋友打招呼的时候
Today when I was greeting our newcomers,
说了一句我挺高兴又挺担心的话
I said something that I'm very happy yet worried about.
那就是说看到你们中间好像这个气氛挺不错的
And they said that, oh, your atmosphere seems pretty good here.
很多出来的人大概都有这种感觉
A lot of people who first come might feel this.
可是来了一段时间以后呢
But after being here for a little while,
好像真实的情况并不完全是这样。
But the true circumstances might not be like this.
再过一段时间呢
After another while,
就发现你们教会里边也是和实际上差不多嘛，也是乱七八糟的事也不少。
You think that the church is very similar to the world, there's a lot of messy things.
因此呢，教会里边就出现了一种现象。
Therefore, something happens in the church.
外边的人进来
People from outside come in.
里边的人要出去。
The people from the inside go out.
所以过了一段时间以后。
So after a while.
教会统计的新来的人数很多。
The newcomers are a lot.
可是总数并没有增加。
But the overall amount of people are not increased.
那么这明显教会里边出了问题了。
This is a very obvious problem in the church.
教会会有没有问题？
Will there be problems in the church?
今天我们在看列王记的时候，我们就发现以色列人有问题。
Today we find out that the Israelites have problems.
那么我们回头看教会的历史。
When we look back onto the history of the church,
教会从来没有 没有问题的时候。
There was never a time where there was no problems in the church.
那么我们还要来教会吗？
Do we still need to come to church?
为什么要来教会？
Why do we come to church?
教会到底是干什么的？
What is the church for?
教会最重要的功能。
What is the most important?
是传福音。
The most important thing for church is to preach the gospel.
然后用福音来建造生命。
And to bring new life through the gospel.
这个是我们的使命。
This is our
mission, 我们的使命，这个是我们教会的最重要的工作。
This is the most important works for the church.
那么，因此我们来到教会的弟兄姊妹。
Thus the brothers and sisters that come to church.
我们的福音朋友。
Our gospels and our friends in the gospel.
这个我们知道，我们来到教会，并不是因为这个教会都是好人。
We don't come to church because everyone in the church is good.
因为来教会是因为我们在这里奉上帝的旨意来传扬。我们救命的福音。
We come to church because we receive God's mission for us to preach His gospel.
那么这个福音是拯救我们生命的。
This gospel is to save our lives.
并且建造我们的生命。
And to build our lives.
这个因此我们重新再聚焦在我们的福音上。
And so we meet together on the basis of the gospel.
然后使我们能够坚定我们的信心。
So that we can strengthen our faith.
然后我们是跟主往前走。
And to follow God.
所以虽然教会里边有牧师有什么人。
And although there are pastors in the church.
可是教会不是跟随牧师的。
The church isn't following the pastor.
是我们一同来跟随耶稣基督的。
But it is that we follow Christ together.
那牧师教会你怎么来跟随耶稣基督。
The pastor is here to teach you how to follow Christ.
然后我们一同来跟随耶稣基督。
And that we can follow Christ together.
那么今天我们用罗马书第五章的这一段经文。
Today we read passage from Romans chapter 5.
使我们再来坚定我们的信心。
Is to strengthen our faith.
坚定我们的信心在他的福音里面。
That we can strengthen our faith in his gospel.
然后我们也要知道我们所走过的这条路程。
And that we know that the journey that we have walked.
并不是一条没有困难的路程。
It's not a journey with no difficulties.
那么当我们遇见困难的时候我们怎么办呢？
And what shall we do when we face difficulties?
我们了解了神的心意。
We understand God's heart.
信心坚定往前走。
And that we can strengthen our faith and keep going.
今天有一个简单的图片。
Today we have a very simple picture.
后面的弟兄姊妹能看见吗？
Can the brothers and sisters in the back see?
那么在罗马书里面给我们看到这个图片。
In the book of Romans, we see this.
这个是在我们整个信仰里边非常重要的一个概念。
This is a very important concept in our faith.
原来我们查经班查罗马书的时候我们有介绍这张图片了。
In our Bible studies, when we study the book of Romans, we have already introduced this picture.
知道这张图片的加深印象。
We hope that this picture is more consolidated in your brains.
那么还不知道这个图片的很重要把这个图片放在我们的生命放在我们的心里面。
Those who have not seen this picture, we hope that you remember this very important picture.
那么在罗马书第五章第一节到第十一节这段经文里边。
In the passage from Romans chapter 5 to 11,
非常重要的把福音的结果和整个这个过程来给我们解释清楚。
It has explained the start and the process of the gospel.
我觉得这个圣经太厉害。
I think the Bible is so great.
那么短的经文把这么重要的信息就讲出来。
Such a short passage had that introduced such an important concept.
在罗马书第五章的第一节里边。
In the first verse of chapter 5,
它这里有一个重要的宣告。
There is a very important announcement made.
他说这里说我们因着耶稣称义，因着信耶稣来称义。
It says we have been justified through faith.
并且更要借着他我们就与神相合了。
And that it says that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个中文在翻译圣经的时候
the Chinese translation of the Bible
很不容易把 圣经原本的意思把它全部表达出来。
It's very hard to express the full meaning of the original translation.
所以这个我们有一点机会来学一点希腊文的时候。
So if anyone has a chance to learn Greek,
从原文里边再去看它的意思。
And to read in the original language.
再加上我们中文翻译的时候，这个翻译的人给我们的那些概念。
And to also read the Chinese translation.
就更加的丰富。
We will be able to understand more.
那么我们如果有机会再看英文的翻译。
And if you have a chance to also read the English translation,
就是我们对于圣经经文的内容有更丰富的了解和认识。
We can understand more about the contents of the Bible.
这里边有一个字，我们需要去强调一下。
Today we must emphasize one word.
就是与神相合，这个相合。
Is to reconciliate with God. This reconciliation.
这个和好这个字。
This word reconciliation.
其实，在这个希腊原文里边，它有带有这个 shalom 这个字的概念在里面的。
In the original language, there was a concept of shalom in this word.
那么，这个自然就是我们想到了一个非常非常基本的事。
This naturally makes us think of a very basic idea.
就是在亚当里面的时候。
Is that in Adam?
因为亚当犯罪了。
Because Adam sinned.
它破坏了我们与神之间的关系。
It destroyed our relationship with God.
那么那个关系的破坏实际上是一个神创造的第七天那个目的的破坏。
That destroying is actually destroying the purpose of the creation of the seventh day.
那么第七天圣经叫做安息。
The seventh day is called the Sabbath day.
他用了 Sabbath day 啊，这个很多人可能 Sabbath day 听不大明白，就是 the day of the rest.
The day of rest.
啊，这个就是安息日，是神创造的第七天要达到目的的，要达到的那个目的。
God's goal is for the seventh day to be the day of rest.
那么那一个这个第七天的那个描述，就是那个安息的描述，就是用。Shalom 那个字。
The description of the seventh day, the rest day, is described with the word shalom.
那么我们今天通常把 shalom 这个字翻译成平安。
Today we often translate shalom to peace.
那么这个平安不是指的没有困难，没有没有战争的那种平安。
This peace doesn't represent a place with no war, no troubles.
而是它指的是一种完美的和谐的关系。
But this represents a perfect relationship.
那个是个 harmonic。
Harmonic and perfect relationship.
哎，是那种的状况。
This is this type of circumstance.
那么在今天的这个两个椭圆的里面。
In the two ovals in the picture.
不知道为什么打出来，那边原来我用的是红颜色，现在到这个地方成了淡黄色了。
Originally it was red, now it's turned to yellow.
这个。那边那个红颜色，我的意思，我是想告诉我们，这个是个危险的状况，因为我们红灯的是不是表示危险吗？
So on the left side it was red, and it represents a dangerous area because red represents danger.
那么这边呢是绿颜色。
And this side is supposed to be green.
那么绿颜色我们通常象征的是。可以通行绿灯了吗？就可以通行了。
Green usually represents that you can go, so go sign.
同时绿颜色也是代表着有生命的意思。
Green also represents life.
那么在那一边的状况里面的时候。
On the left side.
叫做律法系统。
Is the way of the law.
那么下边第一个问题就是在亚当里。
The first problem is in Adam.
那么相对的这一边叫做恩典系统。
And on the other side is the system of faith.
第一句话在基督里。
And the first point is in Christ.
那么在亚当里发生了什么事情呢？
What happened in Adam?
起初神创造天地万物的时候是非常美好的。
When God first created the world, it was perfect.
是 shalom.
It is
是一种和谐的。完美的那种状况。
It is a state of shalom where it's perfectly harmonious.
那么上帝给亚当一套的律法。
So God gave Adam a set of laws.
那么为什么要给他律法呢？
Why must he give him laws?
是为了叫我们这个世界，我们这个生活的环境能够继续和谐美满的继续下去。
This law is for the purpose so that the world can continue to survive harmoniously.
就好像我们每一个人学开车，
It's just like everyone who learns how to drive.
那么学开车的时候，你要 学交通规则，对吧
？You must learn the road rules if you learn to drive.
那么为什么学交通规则
？Why must you learn the road rules？
也是为了使交通能够和谐的继续下去。
It's so that on the road the cars can drive harmoniously.
如果有那么多车，没有交通规则，那不乱了吗
？If there is no road rules and there's so many cars, then it will just be a mess.
所以这个分别善恶的知识
to distinguish between good and evil.
那么这是非常必要的。
This is very important.
那么亚当应当按照神的命令来好好的遵守。
Adam should follow God's laws.
就好像每一个司机应该好好的遵守交通规则一样。
It's just like every person who drives should follow the road rules.
可是亚当没有好好的遵守。
But Adam did not follow the laws.
所以他犯罪了。
So he sinned.
那么就破坏了当时那一个神创造的美好。
And it destroyed the harmonious and perfect living that God created.
那么经过了几千年的历史。
And after thousands of years of history.
我们在亚当的里面。
In Adam.
我们在律法的系统里头。
And in the ways, in the system of the law.
这个亚当当时犯罪。
At the time when Adam sinned.
人类今天不肯回到上帝面前去。
It resulted in people unable to go back to God.
其中有一件非常重要的事人还不明白。
Something very important that people still don't understand.
那么就是说人在自己被造的相对的地位上。
In the position of being created.
你想把事情做好吗
?When you want to do something good,
愿望由得你。
You can have the want to do that.
可是行出来由不得你。
But when you do it, it's out of your control.
所以我们很多时候我们中国人不知道他应该怎么翻译叫做事与愿违。考他的中文。
事与愿违。
The result is opposite
of
what
you
wish. 就你开始你想希望是这样的可是你的结果做出来的时候呢和你一开始的相反。
You want to do something in one way, but the result that comes out is not what you want.
我们是不是很多人经历过这样的经验呢
?Does a lot of people experience this?
上帝的律法在告诉你什么叫对什么叫不对。
In God's law, it shows us what is right and what is wrong.
每一个人都有这个律法在我们的心里面。
Everyone has this law in their hearts.
所以我们中文把它叫做良心。
In the Chinese, people call it our conscience.
那么英文叫做 conscience, Chinese 不叫 conscience, Chinese 叫良心。
Yes.
那么我们把它叫做良心。
We call it conscience.
这表示上帝的律法自动地写在我们每个人的心里。
It is God's law that is automated in our hearts.
所以你就知道什么叫对什么叫不对了。
So you know what is right and what is wrong.
可是我们没有一个人能够完全按照我们的良心能够做到。
But no one can completely follow their conscience at all times.
所以我们中国人非常知道没有一个完美的人在这个世界上。
So Chinese people know that there's not a single perfect person in this world.
那么这个概念就是我们了解到在这个律法的系统里头。
This idea let us know that in the system of the law,
人没有办法回到上帝的面前。
There is no way that we can go back to God.
因为我们每一个人都违背了自己的良心也就是违背了上帝的律法做了很多得罪上帝得罪别人的事情。
Is that in our hearts we have not followed our conscience and same time have not followed God's law and that we have criticized and gone against God and people around us.
所以我们上帝给了我们几千年的历史。
So God has given us thousand years of history.
让我们学习这件重要的事。
To let us learn this important thing.
就是凭自己你没有办法做得完美。
Is that through only ourselves we cannot be perfect.
因此这时候福音来了。
Therefore comes the gospel.
今天有很多新来的人。
Today we have a lot of new people.
再说一个大家都熟悉的信息让大家知道。
I will repeat a very important message for everyone to know.
今年是2017年。
Today is the year of 2017. 2017
年。
2017.
从哪一年算起？
From what do we start this counting of this year?
从哪一年算起？
Which year?
就是从耶稣基督降生算起。
From the day that Jesus Christ came to earth.
所以今天不管我们信什么。
So no matter what we believe.
我们需要知道2017年是纪念耶稣基督降生2017年。
We know that the year represents 2017 years ago Jesus Christ came to earth.
那么福音从耶稣基督降世然后他33岁并 被钉死在十字架上，然后他从死里复活，这个福音就为我们做成了。
The gospel came from 2017 years ago. Jesus Christ was born. 33 years later, he died on the cross and rose again to save our sins.
那么，那从那日事情以后，这个福音就做成了。
And from then, the gospel was fulfilled.
因此，这里就给我们这个伟大的宣告就来了。
So this great message then came.
所以我们因着信，神算我们无罪，叫做称义。
And then it is said that we are justified through faith, so we are no longer sinners in God's eyes.
然后把我们算为无罪以后，就是我们借着耶稣基督与神和好了。
And once we are sinless, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么与神和好的这件事情，
when we are reconciled with God,
就是恢复了神起初创造的那个目的。
Is to reconcile the original purpose for what God created us for.
是我们要与他永远同在，
is that we can be with him forever.
在他面前能够成为蒙恩得福气的人，
and that we can be blessed from him.
因此从这个图画的里，从这个图片的里面，
and so from this picture,
那么这第一句话就表示我们已经因着信从那边那个红颜色的进到这边那个绿的颜色的里面去了，
and that we can see that through faith we moved from theRed section to the green section.
那么在绿的这边表示我们与神和好。
In the green section, we know that we have been reconciled with God.
红的那边是与神分离。
And in the red section, we are separated from God.
因此我们信耶稣。
Therefore, if we believe in Christ,
不是来接受一个宗教，
isn't to receive a religion,
而是一个生命状态整个位分的关系的转变。
Is a change of our lives and our positions.
以前我们在亚当的后代，我们都是亚当的后代吗？
And we are all descendants of Adam.
因为犯罪吗？
Because we have sinned.
所以我们跟神分离。
So we are separated from God.
我们生活的实际上很痛苦。
We are suffering when we are living on this earth.
人里边有一个理想。
Everyone has an ideal in their hearts.
那么每一个人都有这个理想。
Everyone has this ideal.
可是每一个人的现实都怎么样？
Everyone's reality is like what?
怎么样？
Like what?
都不理想，对不对？
It's all not their ideal.
谁敢说我的生活百分之百理想？
Can anyone say that their lives are 100% how they want it to be?
上帝在借着理想在告诉你一件事。
Through this ideal, God is speaking to us.
告诉你什么事？
What is he telling you?
你有理想吗？
Do you have an ideal?
有没有？
Do you?
世人就有理想。
Every person on earth has this.
可是你生活的不理想啊。
But you don't live in your ideal world.
上帝要叫你知道什么？
God, what does God want you to know?
上帝说你不应该这样生活。
God says you should not live like this.
你的生活不应该是这样。
Your life should not be like this.
所以你自己知道你自己是不完美。
So you know yourself that you are not perfect.
你知道这个环境不完美。
You know that this environment is not perfect.
你知道你的人生是不理想。
And you know that your life is not ideal.
到了最后变得非常的无奈。
And that you feel very hopeless.
最后有一件事情你必须面对。
But something you must face.
什么？
What is it?
就是你的生命的死亡。
Is that the ultimate death of your life?
其实人到了年老的时候，
when people become older,
你必须要学会一件事。
You must learn something.
什么东西？
What is this?
自己欺骗自己。
Is to trick yourself.
如果你活得清醒，
If you live in an awake state,
你就苦死了。
You suffer.
因为你没有办法面对你人生的未来。
Because you have no way to face the future of your life.
因为你还没等着做什么事情，你就老了。
Because you haven't done much in your life and you've already become old.
多少事情留在你的生活里边是个遗憾。
So many things in your life is a regret.
有很多人说，我做很多事情，我不要留下遗憾。
A lot of people say, I want to do a lot of things and have no regrets.
我告诉你，你做的事情越多，你的遗憾就越多。
The more things you do, the more you will regret.
可是当我们回到上帝的面前的时候，
Except when we go back to God,
上帝把整个人生的最根本的原理来向我们解释清楚了。
He explains to us what are the basic needs of our lives.
上个礼拜我们讲到圣灵的工作。
Last week we talked about the works of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵非常重要的工作要干什么呢？
One of the very important works of the Holy Spirit.
他要引导我们进入到真实的里面。
Is to guide us into the truth.
也就是说，如果没有圣灵的工作，
Is that if we don't have the works of the Holy Spirit,
你活在自我欺骗里边。
You are living in self, lying. You're living in self-lying.
你根本你对自己跟不至于怎么回事，你根本就不知道。
You don't even know what you are doing.
You have to cheat yourself. 你必须要欺骗你自己才活着。
You must cheat yourself to be able to live.
神把他的圣灵拆下来。
God brought His Holy Spirit down to us.
要我们真实的进入到哦，原来我们的人生是这样。
To let us understand the truth of our lives.
所以圣灵告诉我们，原来我们的人生应该在这边，不应该在那边的。
The Holy Spirit tells us that our lives should be like this and not like that.
可是怎么进到这边呢？
But how do we come to this side?
罗马书五章第一节就说，我们因着信耶稣基督，我们就从律法系统进到恩典系统里面了。
In Romans chapter 5 verse 1, it says that through faith in Jesus Christ, we are saved through grace.
这个中间的这一段我们先跳过去，我们现在从第八节往下看。
So now we read from verse 8 onwards.
说唯有基督还我们做罪人的时候就为我们死。
Says that God demonstrates in his own love while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
God demonstrates his own love through this act.
今天我们为什么传福音？
Today, why do we preach the gospel?
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
耶稣基督为什么在2017年以后来以之前的时候来到这个世界上？
Why did Jesus Christ come down to earth 2017 years ago?
圣经告诉我们，神爱世人。
In the Bible it says because God so loved the world.
所以把他的独生爱子赐给他们。
To send His one and only Son to us.
2017年道成肉身的耶稣基督来这个世界干什么？
The 2017 years ago, Jesus Christ who came down in flesh, what did he want to do?
让一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
So that all who believe in him will not be condemned but receive eternal life.
那么这个是神在耶稣基督里边为我们每一个人所定的美好的旨意。
This is the wonderful works that God has done for us.
所以在他在我们还做罪人的时候，他为我们死。
While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
不但神的爱向我们显明了。
Not only did God demonstrate His own love for us.
神的救恩为我们做成了。
His salvation has been completed.
所以第九节就是说，现在我们既靠着他的血称义。
So in verse 9 it says, since have now been justified by His blood.
这个称义这个字。
The word justified.
这个就是被宣告无罪。
Is to be announced sinless.
其实这个人是有罪的。
Actually, this person has sin.
不过是因为某一种的条件满足了。
But only because a condition has been fulfilled.
那么因此他就可以算为无罪。
Therefore, he can be seen as sinless.
宣告他算为无罪的那个宣告叫做称义。
This announcement that he is sinless is to be justified.
我们每一个人在上帝的面前都是有罪的。
Everyone who comes before God has sin.
我们可能在世界的法律上我们没有罪。
Maybe according to the law of the world, we are sinless.
但是在社会的法律上我们也不完美。
But according to the law of the world, we are also not perfect.
承认吗？
Do we admit this?
这个我记得那时候我儿子曾经说过一句话。
I remember my son once said.
他说没有一个司机100%的遵守过交通规则。
Not a single driver has 100% followed the road rules.
你哪怕一次的开车你不违反交通规则很不容易。
Even if you drive once without doing anything illegal is very difficult.
今天早晨大家都开车来了。
Everyone who drove here this morning.
在这一路上有没有稍微超速过那么一点点？
Did anyone speed just a little bit?
有没有在 stop sign 之前的时候你根本就没有 stop, 你就看了看安全你就过去了？
Did anyone not fully stop in front of the stop sign?
I confess, 我有。
I admit that I have done this.
因为每天早晨在我家那个 stop sign 我就很讨厌。
Every day in front of the stop sign near my house, I feel very annoyed.
不是，就是在我家附近的那个，我就在那看看我就过去了。因为又上坡又转弯，在那个地方 full stop 根本没有意义，那个地方没有路嘛，没有
yeah,
没有车嘛，周围。
There's not many cars there. It's like an uphill stop sign, so I just have a look and go.
所以人想100%的说自己完全没有错，这个是非常困难的。
It is very difficult for people to say that they are 100%with no fault.
这个没有什么可夸的地方，这个只是指的我们人性是非常软弱的。
This is not boastful, it's just showing that we are very weak.
我们需要在神面前承认我们的软弱。
We must admit our weakness in front of God.
当我们在神面前认罪悔改的时候，
Once we repent in front of God,
因着相信我主耶稣基督的救赎
and through faith and his salvation
这说他的血刚才我们守圣餐的时候说这杯代表他的血
and when we were doing communion we said that this cup represents his blood
那这表示他为我们牺牲的生命
This represents the life that he has shed for us
圣经说他的牺牲成了我们的赎罪的祭物
He says that his sacrifice is, cleanses our sin
那么这样我们借着他的牺牲借着他的赎罪因着我们的信神不再算我们有罪了
And through Jesus Christ's sacrifice and his shedding of blood and our faith in him we are deemed sinless
那么下边这句话就是就更要借着他免去神的愤怒这句话等会我们再说我们继续往下看啊因为我们还做仇敌的时候
While we were still enemies of God
却借着神儿子的死
We were reconciled with him through the death of his son
得与神和好
Yeah, we are reconciled with God.
那么这个第九节和第十节这两节经文呢实际上是平行的两节经文。
In verse 9, the verse 9 and verse 10 are actually parallel concepts.
从两个不同的角度来说明的是同一件事。
They are, the same concept from two different angles.
就是借着他的死称义。
Is that we are justified through his death.
不是借着他的血称义
We are justified by his blood
和借着他的死与神和好指的是同一回事
And that we are reconciled with God through his death are the same ideas
然后下边呢就是说更要借着他免去神的愤怒
Here it says Not only
第九节的下半节
we are saved from the wrath of God
那么神为什么朝我们有愤怒呢
Why does God have wrath?
因为我们有罪
Because we are sinful
所以我们被称义是个瞬间的事
To be justified is a momentary thing
那么可是我们称义了信了主以后就好像我们从这个红颜色的圈进到绿颜色圈的时候因着我们信的缘故就是一下子就过去了这过去这件事是瞬间的事、
It is momentarily that we from the red part to the green part through our faith
可是当我们过去了我们生活在这个绿的这个里面的时候
But once we live in the green part
那么这个还有一生的路程继续要走下去对不对
We still have the rest of our lives to live
那么在这个里边我们会不会再犯罪呢
Will we still sin in the rest of our life
我眼光余光里边已经看到有人在点头了
I already see people nodding in
就是我们信了主以后我们还可能再犯罪
Now after we believe in God we still sin
那么当我们又犯罪怎么办呢
What happens when we sin again
那么神公义的本性一定要惩罚罪人的
God's justice iscondemns people from their sin. His nature, his justice. He must, punish people's sin.
那么这时候当我们犯罪的时候神一定因为他的公义而愤怒。
Because of his justice nature, he is wrathful because of our sin.
那么这是怎么办呢
So what should we do?
我们继续要靠着耶稣基督的救赎要免除神的愤怒。
We must rely on Jesus Christ's salvation to become sinless.
这个在这个第十节的下半节里面说既已和好就更要因着他的生来得救了。
How much more have been reconciled shall we be saved through his life?
那么这个reconcile through his life 就是在靠着他的生我们得救这件事情是一个继续进行的状态
It is a continuous situation to be reconciled through his life
因此我们从律法系统因着信进入到恩典系统里面去
So when we go from the system of the law into the system of grace
是瞬间的事
is an instantaneous thing
我们信的时候这件事情就发生了
When we believe, this happens.
可是当我们进到恩典系统里面以后
But once we are in the system of the grace,
我们活在这个恩典系统里边了
We live in the system of grace.
那么这个却是下半代不辈子的一生要走的路程
This is, the system that we live in for the rest of our lives.
那么在这一生当中我们可能还会出现犯罪的现象
And in the rest of our lives we might still sin
那怎么办呢
Then what shall we do
那么我们就靠着现在在天上为我们做中保的这一位耶稣基督
through Jesus Christ, who is our mediator in front of us, in front of God,
我们可以保持我们得救的地位。
We can keep our position of salvation, of being saved.
一直走完我们人生的路程。
To live the rest of our lives.
那么这个凭据的是什么呢？
What does this show?
那么这个是我们根据的是神跟我们所立的新约圣经的内容。
This is proved through the new covenant that God has made with us.
所以上帝 不单他在那里为我们做工,
Not only does God do works for us,
然后他告诉你他是怎么做工的,
He tells us how He works for us.
然后让我们知道, 然后信, 然后按照他所做的, 按照他所说的去做。
And so we know what He has done for us. We have faith in Him and we do as He says.
那么因此呢, 下边到了, 我们翻过头来讲第二节了。
So we go back to verse 2.
然后说我们借着他因着信进入现在的恩典当中了。
Through whom we have gained access by faith into grace.
那么下边说并且欢欢喜喜地盼望神的荣耀。
We joyously hope for the glory of God.
那么这个就是我们生活在那个律的圈圈里边的那个生活状况。
This is how we live when we live in the system of grace.
所以我们在这个律的这个圈圈里面的时候，我们是与神和好的。
So in this system of grace, we are reconciled with God.
在基督中保的保护里面的。
In the protection of Jesus being our mediator.
我们的罪已经被神赦免了的。
Our God has already washed away our sins.
那么我们现在可能又犯罪的时候，有现在活着的耶稣基督来不断的免去神对我们的愤怒的。
So now when we're in the system of grace, Jesus as our mediator will keep taking away the sin that we do.
这个 take away God's wrath.
Take away God's wrath towards us.
那么可以 keep 保持我们得救的那个地位，一直到我们行完人生的路程。
To keep our salvation until the end of our lives.
那么我们活在这个律圈圈里面的时候，活在恩典里边的时候，目的何在呢？
So what is our purpose when we are living in the system of grace?
圣经说我们是盼望着 神的荣耀。
We are living in hope for God's glory.
这是基督徒人生的目标。
This is the goal for us Christians.
基督徒人生的目标是什么？
What is the goal for Christians?
盼望神的荣耀。
To hope for God's glory.
什么是神的荣耀？
What is God's glory?
盼望着什么荣耀？
What are we waiting for? What are we hoping for?
弟兄姊妹记住一件事。
Brothers and sisters, remember one thing.
所有我们在世上的工作,
all of the works that we have done on the earth,
我们都是在做一件事,
we are always doing a thing.
你如果是在一个制造手机的工厂,
if you're working in a factory that makes phones,
那么你的工作就是制造一个手机,
your works is to make a phone.
如果你在一个学校里当老师,
if you're a teacher at a school,
那么你的工作就是教一些学生,
your work is to teach some students.
只有在教会里面,
only in church,
你的工作就是制造你自己,
is to build yourself.
明白没有?
Do you understand?
所以我们在耶稣基督里边最后你的产品是什么呢?
So in Jesus Christ, what is the result of your work? Is yourself.
所以神的荣耀是什么呢?
What is God's glory?
就是你像他了，这个就是你的荣耀。
Is to for you to be like Him is this glory?
你像他了，这个就是神的荣耀。
You to be more like Him is God's glory.
因为神把一个罪人变成了义人。
Because God has turned a sinful man into a righteous man.
神把一个丑陋的人变成了一个荣耀的人。
God turned someone who is sinful into someone who is glorified.
所以这个就是我们人生的目标。
This is our goal for life.
这个就是上帝的旨意。
This is God's hope.
弟兄姊妹，一切东西都是为这个目的来服务的。
Everything is for this purpose.
上帝为什么让这个世界还存在？
Why does God let this earth continue to exist?
就是为了达到这个目的。
Is to achieve this aim.
那么为了达到这个目的，
In order to achieve this goal,
圣经上说，我们神把我们放在患难里头。
God says that He
患难就是神 put us in suffering.
所以我们整个这一个
我们生活在这个绿颜色的圈圈里面的时候
，So when we're living in the system of grace，
也就是基督徒的生命了
，is also the life of a Christian。
神已经把所有的恩典对我们做成了
，God has already finished all of His salvation。
目标也设立好了
，His aim is already been set。
然后我们需要经过一个艰苦的、痛苦的人生的道路。
We must go through a life of suffering。
那么这个为什么痛苦
？Why is it suffering？
因为要造就我们的生命。
Because we must remake our lives.
人最不喜欢就是搞自己。
People don't like to fix themselves.
这个太痛苦了。
It is very painful.
所以这个谁得罪我，这个事我就不行。
Whoever criticizes me, this is not okay.
所以我舒服是我们人生追求的一个很重要的内容。
For me to be comfortable is something that we all pursue after.
可是圣经不是这么说的。
But the Bible says this is not the case.
所以这个信仰的道路之所以艰难。
So the way of faith is only difficult because.
就是因为它要改变我们的生命。
It's because we must change ourselves.
我们做牧师的人呢。
People are pastors.
之所以困难。
It's only difficult.
就是来帮助你，也帮助我，来改变你的生命。
Is for me to help you and for you to help yourself change your life.
所以牧师大部分的，只要他是个真牧师，他一定是很让你讨厌的人。
As long as he is a real pastor, it's very easy to dislike them.
这个世界上有很多不是真牧师。
There's a lot of fake pastors out there.
你发现真牧师和假牧师之间有个很大的区别。
There's a very big difference between real pastors and fake pastors.
这个假牧师通常都说啊，平安平安了，大家都好啊，都好都好都好。
Fake pastors will often be very happy and be like, oh, peace be with you, everything is good.
这个真牧师通常说，哎，你这个也不好，那个也不好，你这个需要悔改，那个需要悔改，就这样。
Real pastors will often be very confrontational and tell you that you need to change this or this needs to be changed.
这个世界上有一种人。
There is one type of person in this world.
很会讲话。
They're very good at speaking.
很会拍人的马屁的。
They're very good at, don't know how to say it without being rude.
这个翻不出来的时候，我告诉你一句话 ，You know it.
Yeah.
这种人你躲他远点。
These type of people stay away from them.
这种人对你是没有益处的。
There is no good about being with them.
在你的人生里边，你一定讨厌过一个人。
In this life, you must have hated at least one person.
大概是你妈妈。
It's probably your mom.
少数的时候是你爸爸。
And sometimes your dad.
这个妈妈整天跟在后边，哎呀，这个也不行，那个也不行，你要这个，你要这样，对不对
？Your mom is always criticizing you to tell you to do this and do that.
对吧？妈妈，你这个唠叨人，你不懂。
We get annoyed at our mom. We always see you always telling me to do things.
为什么这样
？Why is it like this?
因为只有你的妈妈希望你是个好人呢。
Because only your mom hopes the best for you.
是她爱你啊。
They love you.
当你做的不好的时候，她心里着急啊。
When you haven't done well, their hearts are very eager to help you.
可是你最讨厌就是她。
But you really hate them.
所以在这个教会里边，大概很多人最讨厌就我。
So in this church, a lot of people must hate.
因为整天我说你不够属灵了。
Because sometimes I tell you you're not spiritual enough. You haven't read your Bible enough.
有祷告啊。
Have you prayed?
一听都烦死了，这个牧师整天就知道说这个。
When they get annoyed at me because they think that I've always say the same things.
但是我们知道。这是上帝在耶稣基督里边所定的旨意。
But we know that this is God's will for us.
神是要从生命的本质里边来改变我们的。
God wants us to change in our lives.
所以在患难当中来更正我们的生命。
And that in suffering we can change our lives.
来更正我们的生命。
To correct our lives.
然后当我们在患难当中的时候。
And in suffering,
我们产生出一种忍耐的性情。
We produce perseverance.
那么在忍耐的里面，我们就开始老练了。
And in our perseverance, we produce character.
那么我们因为有这样的痛苦，我们就坚持。
Because of this suffering, we persevere.
这个忍耐不是指的，哎呀，反正来了，我就受着吧。
This perseverance isn't to just
是一种 passively 那种
isn't a passive kind of just bearing it through
不是这样，而是一种积极的有目标的能够忍下去。
Is a perseverance with an active heart with
an egg.
I've already said a lot of these type of analogies.
即使我看到那些, 游泳的那些训练的那些学生,
when I see the swimming
不知道你们去游泳馆看不看到他们训练的时候的样子?
I don't know if you've seen any of the swimming students who are in training.
这个刚刚下去的时候, 生龙活虎,
when they're in the water, they
they're very active.
Oh, they're very active.
下回是哗，上面哗，冲一头下去，哗就游下去了。They're
very excited when they first get into the water.
然后老师就跟他走啊，在那讲。And
the instructor will tell them how to swim.
等到半个小时过去以后。After
about half an hour.
然后他们就开始
They start to get very tired.
然后再半个小时以后,
after another half an hour,
将近快结束的时候了,
once the lesson is almost finished,
没劲儿,
they lose their strength.
那个时候他们需要什么?
In that time, what do they need?
忍耐,
they need perseverance.
那么他们的忍耐不是, 哎呀,真倒霉, 这肌肉痛死,
their perseverance isn't, oh, my muscles hurt so much.
那个忍耐是, 我要坚持下去, 因为我的成绩又要提高了。
Their perseverance is, I must endure through this so that my strength can be increased.
所以那是一个积极的忍耐。
This is an active perseverance.
是一个有目标性的忍耐。
It is a perseverance with an aim.
是有价值的忍耐。
It is a perseverance that has quality.
忍耐下去是有结果的。
There is a result through this perseverance.
所以当他忍耐下去的时候,
so that when he endures his perseverance,
他就有了老练了,
he produces character.
那么这个老练就是说他我已经明白我这样做的时候他是有好结果的。
This character is built through understanding this perseverance.
所以他就有信心了吗?
That he has faith.
所以当他练了几天以后,
and after training for a few days,
一两个月以后,
after a few months,
他的成绩提高了,
his results will increase.
他知道这个是值得做的。
So he knows that this is worthy his perseverance.
他就信心坚定。
His faith will become strong.
坚定怎么样呢?
How?
继续忍耐, 继续做下去。
He will continue to persevere and continue to train.
基督徒的生命就是这样。
A Christian life is like this.
当我们遵行上帝旨意,
once we follow God's will,
来对付自己的生命,
to go against our own lives,
一开始很苦的,
is very hard at the start.
可是当你坚持下去的时候,
but once you persevere,
你发现了你的性情可以改变,
you start to realize your life starts to change.
你的生命有所提高了,
that your life becomes better.
啊, 你开始老道一点点,
you start to become wiser.
然后你继续坚持下去,
and as you continue to persevere,
这个, 然后这个老练就生出盼望出来了,
and this character produces hope.
那么因为你就知道将来一定会达到那个结果了。
And then the more you persevere, the more you know you will get to that goal.
我在这里要告诉弟兄姊妹一句话,
I must tell someone, tell everyone this.
这件事情, 生活在世界上不在基督里边的人,
the people who live amongst the world,
他的人生是没有盼望,
they have no hope in their lives.
他的人生只有一点一点的失望,
there's only little tiny bits of hope in their lives.
一点点的 lost their hope.
They lost their hope.
最后他们就 no hope.
At the end, they'll have no hope.
基督徒的人生正是相反的。
It is opposite for Christians.
一点点的希望一开始,
there is a little hope at the start.
就越来越有希望,
you'll have more and more hope.
最后产生坚定的盼望,
you, at the end, it will become a very certain hope.
所以, 这个到最后面对死亡的时候,
and when facing death at the end,
一个真正的基督徒,
a real Christian,
和一个非基督徒,
and a non-Christian,
和一个假基督徒,
and a fake Christian,
都会产生本质的差异,
they will all have a very different attitude.
这是 qualitative difference.
Qualitative difference.
那么就是说, 一个有怀着真实的盼望, 稳定的面对,
someone who has a true faith will be able to face his death.
一个是完全处于无知的状态，根本不知道如何面对未来。
A non-Christian will have no hope and have no idea how to face the future.
所以这个就是本质的差异了。So
this is the qualitative difference.
所以在这里边, 圣经已经把我们这些重要的事情都告诉我们了。
So in the Bible, it already tells us all the important things.
我们如何从被定罪的地位, 进入到这个称义的地位,
how we can go from a condemned sinful state into a state of salvation.
然后如何在称义的这个 地位上，靠着我主耶稣基督保持这个得救的地位。
And that how we can keep this salvation through our Messiah Jesus Christ.
然后在这个过程里面，我们虽然有痛苦，但是我们能够勇敢地坚持下去。
And through this, being in the system of grace, how we can persevere through our suffering.
这是我们的福音。
This is our gospel.
这是我们的信仰。
This is our faith.
那么凡是经历过来的人
，And those who have experienced through this.
我们就有了。圣经上说的这一些，就是我们在患难中生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练我们就生出盼望出来了。
The true Christians understand that we rejoice in our sufferings because suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
那么第五节就说，我们有盼望就不至于羞耻。
In verse 5 it says that when we have hope, that will not disappoint us.
我们为什么会羞耻呢？
Why will we be disappointed?
Be disappointment. 中文被翻译成是 not shamed.
Not shamed.
我自己有过这样的经验。
I have experienced this myself.
原来我们在这之前的教会的时候。
Before we were at this church.
教会里边出现问题。
There was problem in the church.
我们坚定地相信，凡是行在圣经的旨意里边，一定是走的正确的道路的。
We strongly believe that if we follow the Bible, we are walking the right walk.
那么我们就这样坚持下来了。
And so we persevered through this.
那么导致的结果是什么呢？是我们不得不离开那个教会。
And what is the result is that we have no choice but to leave that church.
后来我们就来到了。这个我们旁边的这个浸信会。
But after then we moved to our neighbors at Mitcham Baptist.
我们仍然坚持要这样做下去。
We also persevered.
最后我们还是不得不离开那个教会。
And then we have no choice but to also leave.
在人的眼光来看，你看看你坚持这个对你有什么好处
？In the eyes of the people, it says you persevere this. What good does that do for you?
很多时候我们离开以前的教会的时候，在人的眼光来看，灰溜溜的。
If we leave in the eyes of the people, if we leave our previous church, we seem to be wanderers.
这个我们的以前的老朋友来探望我们的时候。
And when our old friends come to see us.
我们离开北区教会的时候，也是离开的很难过。
When we left the North Church, we were also very sad.
那么。怎么去看待这些问题呢？
How do we face these problems?
因为我们有盼望。
It's because we have a hope.
因此我们不羞耻。
Because therefore we are not shameful.
虽然我们经历这些在人看来的难处。
Even though we go through these hard times seen by people of the world.
但是我们知道这个属灵的生命是如何的，上帝的旨意是如何来做的。
But we know that God's will be worked out through the through our perseverance.
存着盼望继续前行。
So that in hope we continue to walk.
不管未来遇见什么样的困难。
No matter what difficulties we face in the future.
我们只确认一件事。
We are certain about one thing.
就是我们是不是行在神的旨意当中。
Is that are we doing God's will?
如果是。
If we are.
不管经历什么样的难处。
No matter what difficulties we are going through.
一定有美好的结局。
There will be a good result.
所以在这里我也。用这些劝勉在座的弟兄姊妹。
And so today, brothers and sisters.
不管别人周围发生什么事。
No matter what happens around you.
但愿我们能够明白神的旨意。
We hope that we can understand God's will.
知道大概的这个过程。
To be able to walk this journey.
To know 这个 process.
To know the process.
然后我们就可以信心坚定。跟他走下去。
And that we can strengthen our faith and follow his walk.
愿神赐福每一个信他的人。
I pray that God bless all of his followers.